out of that pew. They will not let their pride be humbled and accept the gift of salvation, accept the help from God. Because without God's help, we are not ever going to get to heaven. It is impossible for us to. Not only that, is it dangerous. But God hates it. That's not right. God doesn't hate anything. Well, I beg to differ. I've got Bible to back it up. So, God does hate certain things. Yes, this God is love is preached all over the TVs and the radios nowadays. Yes, He is love because He loved the world so much He sent His Son to die for our sins. But He also is wrathful. He also is jealous and vengeful. God is right all the time too. So when we think, well, God hates, that's wrong. No, God is right all the time. He has never done anything wrong. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. These six things doth the Lord hate. If you say God can't hate, there's you a verse right there. These six things does the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto Him. And the first one, a proud look. I believe everything in this Bible is in order, in the order it should be, in the context it should be. There's no verse out of place. There's no, well, we should have moved that to the fourth or the fifth line in this verse. No. The first one, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deceiveth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. So grouped up with murder, hatred, and lying is pride. Grouped up with deceiving brethren and destroying the church is pride. It is held to the same regard, and every one of us fights with our own pride. Every one of us has fought with the pride to go even as simple as to witness to that person because they are rough. They look rough. I don't want to be near them. I might catch the COVID if I go near them. They're rough. No, that's their pride kicking. We don't want to be seen around them because their pride does not want to be seen around them, Brother Stephen. Our pride is very dangerous and God does hate it. You think, well, that's just one verse. Praise the Lord, He gave us 66 books here. Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance. In the evil way, in the forward mouth, do I hate. Pride is very, very dangerous. Pride will take us way farther than we want to go. But praise the Lord, He has given us an answer to all of our questions in this Bible. He has given us a remedy to all of our worldly problems, all of our worldly desires. He has given us everything we need in this Bible. And what is the cure for pride? Well, it's simple. I love it when the problem's simple to solve. Humble yourself. If you humble yourself, your pride will go away. If you are full of pride, you will not get down on your knees before God. If you are full of pride, you will not go to Him and surrender your all. If you are full of pride, you will not be able to go to Him and say, Lord, I can't do it. If you are full of pride, you will not be able to go to Him and say, Lord, I've wronged You. I'm a wicked, evil man. I have deceived and lied and cheated and stole, but yet You are the answer. He is our answer. Revelations 1:17 shows us a little glimpse of humbling yourselves. And this is John here, the man that walked with Jesus and talked with, the one that rested his head upon the bosom of Jesus. One that I feel was way closer to Jesus than any man that walks the earth today. Not only did he physically get to meet Him, but he had that physical relationship with Him, that physical just alone time with Him. And yet, what does he say in Revelations 1:17? And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. That is humbling. He didn't see Jesus and say, hey, old buddy, remember that time we fed the people with the fish? No. He didn't say, hey, I was there when you rose from the dead. He didn't say, hey, none of that. No, he fell at his feet as dead. That is humbling. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. If you want to ditch your pride, humble yourselves, not before man, but before God. It will humble you. And in the last 30 seconds, and where is the doctor's office to get this prescription? Well, it's simple. I've already told you. It is our Bible. Our Bible has everything we need. It has every answer we could ever want. Your Bible alone will humble you. If you truly read your Bible, it will humble you. And it might sting, and it might hurt. And if the Lord beats you up while you're reading your Bible, praise the Lord, you have a Father that loves you and is willing to do that. Praise the Lord, you have a Holy Spirit in you that is willing to do that. You know, we say it so much as a parent, this hurts you more than it hurts me. And every one of our kids, and every time I heard it, you've lost your mind, this stings my tail. I know it hurts me. No, it hurts for a parent to chastise and chasten a child. But when you love them, you will do it because you want to protect them. You want to see them succeed and grow up in righteousness and not in this world. But we have to humble ourselves before we can ever get there. And we have to ditch their pride.